This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Ethics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got some stuff I want to share with you really quick, because this is just like crazy stuff. This is the epitome of what a politician is. This is the libertarian Gary Johnson, who's trying to become the president of the United States of America. Now, before I lay this premise, before you actually hear this politician, I want you to understand that political language is by design. It's, if you read the Constitution of the United States of America, I could go onto the federal floor. I'm telling you firsthand experience, friends, as factual information that I'm giving to you right now. I could go on to the federal floor in Washington, D.C. right now, read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and its enumerated laws, the Bill of Rights, and many in that room, this is a fact, would not even know what I was talking about because it's foreign to what they do and what they act out. But I want you to understand that political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Now, I want to give you an example. We were spending some time with a representative from Maryland. He had a Declaration of Independence in his pocket. He went into Washington, D.C., spent a little time on the floor speaking to our representatives. On the way out, the court recorder asked him, "What was it that you were making reference to?" Folks, it was the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It's a foreign language to them that serve we the people. Why is that? Because the American people have tolerated it and let it go and go this far over the years, friends. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. Now, I want to bring up libertarian, whatever that means. I do know the definition. Libertarian means without regard for law. And I want to tell you what, this lawless fool, political politician, exhibits exactly what the problem is in this country right now. His name is Gary Johnson. Listen to this conversation where he's being interviewed by Town Hall. And it's a simple question, but listen to how he answers it. Go for it, Sam.
Came into this country because they couldn't get in legally and the jobs existed. Just so that you know, when you use that term illegal immigrants, you are upsetting a lot of people by saying that, just so that you know.
Okay.
Note, if you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is. Just so that you know. Just so that you know, and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
Came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed.
If you enter the country without documentation, is that or is that not an illegal act?
Well, you're describing that as something criminal when
It's a pretty simple... The way I asked the question was relatively simple. Is it an illegal act to enter the country in violation of our immigration laws?
Technically, yes.
Okay. We don't have to parse the rhetoric, and I understand...
And just so that you know, When you use that term illegal immigrants, you are upsetting a lot of people by saying that.
Gary Johnson, the libertarian, is actually saying that when you call them illegal immigrants, you're upsetting a lot of people. In other words, don't call them illegal immigrants to those that are violating our constitutional law. I thought it was the purpose of those that represent we the people to actually enforce the law. But if you think that is just way out there, friends, if you think that's just way out there, I want you to think about this. Did you know that in California right now, legislators are actually trying to enforce laws against those that videotape the crimes of Planned Parenthood? They're running in contrast to their very purpose, friends. Do you understand this? This is what politicians are doing. We're destroying ourselves within. We're going to be talking about that second hour. But we're destroying ourselves because of what we tolerate. The purpose of government, said our forefathers, is to restrain men from sin. 1 John 3:4, from violating God's moral law. If somebody breaks the law, they are called criminals. And there are those in this country that have sat back and have allowed these people to do the things that they want to do without consequence, even reprimanding reporters who are calling those that are coming into this country illegals. They're reprimanding them for calling them for what it is, friends. This is why we're in trouble. We're going to be talking about that second hour. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. Don't forget that because it's spot on. I'm going to pull up Stephanie Joy, co-host from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, who's down at the Minnesota State Fair in the state of Minnesota at the grandstand where we have a booth there 12 hours a day for 12 days in a row over the last 10 years we have been there. How's it going down there at the Minnesota State Fair, Stephanie?
Well, it's going awesome. I can give you some testimonies even just from today. I've been talking with a young man who's a Muslim, and he's been asking me questions about Jesus, and I've been able to tell that Jesus said I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. It's not through Allah. And explain to him that Jesus is not just a prophet. He was the Son of God. He's still at the table, and we're going to be talking with him more even after I'm off the phone with you. Also, there was another couple of kids that came up. I say kids meaning young adults. Tattoos, look like dark fires. I took them through the way of salvation. And when I was all done, the one girl said, like, finally the truth. It made sense to her. It resonated with her because it was the true word of God in a way that she could understand, the biblical way to take people through the way of salvation. I had another guy today who was a vet, a veteran, and they were kind of came up all tattooed and, you know, not the tattoos, he's drawing tattoos, but you can just get the kind of their worldlings, you know, they're of the world, they you know, do the things that are not of Christ. But when I was talking to him, it was just like he was looking right through me. He was absolutely locked in and glued into the truth of the Word of God, because when people know the truth, it resonates with their spirit, man, and it truly sets them free. And so we've had so many good testimonies, even from today alone. We've had people at the table who come back and ask for more books. We've talked to atheists. We've talked to non-believers, fellow Christians. And we are literally being a light in a very dark place. And people are resonating with the truth and the Word of God. It's been outstanding. I've loved it.
Okay, so what you're not doing is you're not handing them tracts, which are unscriptural, then you're running away from them. You're actually standing there having conversations with people that are trying to pass the booth. Hey, folks, thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate your time. We want to let you know that we're out at the Minnesota State Fair at the Grand Stand. Bottom floor. We got a booth there. Come and say hello to us. Folks, again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is bizarre stuff. I just got to hit this really quick. Conservative means this. Listen, Gary Johnson's a libertarian. Libertarian means without regard for law. America, we're ruled by law. Okay? We're not ruled by opinion. We're not ruled by emotions here. We're not ruled by what people might think outside of what the law states, because we know that the law is there and it only permits that which is legal, right? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So when you're talking about libertarians, you've got to expect this from the likes of Gary Johnson or those that call themselves libertarian. Now, I'm bringing up the word conservative because I just noticed that another guy that's on radio with us calls himself a conservative libertarian. I mean, is that like an immoral Christian? Is that what that's exactly what it means. I'm a conservative, but I'm immoral because I'm a conservative libertarian and I have no regard for law. But I'm a conservative. Wait a second. That contradicts the very definition. And if you look at conservative, it defines out as Webster's 1828, a preservative. It preserves. And where does that go back to? Well, who is the salt of the world? Well, Christians are. So who is the head of the church? Christ Jesus. So when you're talking about a conservative, you're talking about a preservative. Because again, the rest of the definition of a conservative is having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Folks, do you realize that you have a left because of the right? You have a left in this country, and you actually believe that the right is doing the right thing, when in fact they're not doing the right thing. That's why you have a left. And it's the libertarians and the conservatives that are not sticking to what the definition of the word conservative means, and that is to Christ. So conservatives today, is what you would equate to a professed Christian who calls himself as a Christian, or claims to be a Christian, but he's immoral, which completely sets him up for a contradiction, because he is a walking contradiction, just like these today's conservative and professed Christians. I'm trying to define this so you understand where I'm coming from. A Christian is moral. Outside of morality, you have not Christ, because the Bible tells us in 1 John that to who hath the Son hath life. And the Holy Spirit's only going to bear witness to the truth, not the lie. But you have people calling themselves Christians and conservatives today, when in fact that they have no regard for the law. So they're null and void their profession, friends, in so many different ways. A conservative libertarian? Wow! Really? And people, you haven't figured this much out? I mean, again, equate that to, I'm a Christian, but I'm immoral. No, wait a second. You can bet your bottom dollar if you're immoral. Jesus is only there to rebuke you, because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Don't ever forget that. But that's what we're seeing today. And by the way, when I just played Gary Johnson, he calls himself a libertarian. He's running for the presidential seat under the Libertarian Party. Folks, come on. We got a Libertarian Party. Pretty soon we're going to have a Satanic Party. Oh, we're going to have a Sharia Party. We have a Communist Party. Folks, really? Really? Have you bent that dummy down to believe that that's legit? That these people have any weight when they speak out of both sides of their mouths? Compromisers, diplomatic individuals, diplomatic magicians is what they are. And again, you know what Benjamin Franklin rightly said about diplomats. These aren't black and white people. That's all the law does, folks. Law is black and white. But when you look at these diplomatic magicians, again, Ben Franklin called diplomatic people seduction in another guise. And that's exactly what they are. They're seducers claiming to be the good guys. And that's exactly what I'm calling out right now. And speaking of a seducer, I need to jump over so I can stay on track. We're going to talk more about that hour two. But I wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to go back to Mr. Kaepernick. You know, Colin Kaepernick, 49ers, reserve quarterback. Did you just see again yesterday, friends, or the day before yesterday, forgive me, where he sat down again in the face of hundreds of Navy military out on the field singing the national anthem? This clown is sitting down. Now, keep in mind, you got to get this straight in your head before we start rocking this. Colin Kaepernick, you do realize, America, that he just converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. I just want you to understand what's going on here. And I want you to understand what Ayan Hirsi Ali said. She said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Oh, hey, speaking of Colin Kaepernick, did you know that his biological mother just came forward and publicly stated that he shamed his family and he shamed his country? Yep, he sure did. He sure did. Now, folks, in the past, I've shown you that musicians are the real legislator when it comes to overthrowing established laws in this country. They use musicians to overthrow law. Remember, again, what Socrates said. He said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Use those that will entertain people out of their freedoms. And does that include sports? Of course it does. It includes the gods that are found in the arena of sports and its players. Jeremiah 11:13. Read it when you get a moment. Furthermore, I've shown you in times past that America's enemies, listen carefully, America. Well, you're being diverted through the conservatives and the libertarians and the professed Christians. Okay? I've shown you in times past that America's enemies have stated, they're speaking of you, America, not those in the Middle East. American people's God has now become sports. They said, now is the time to attack. So guess what, friends? They are attacking, both from without and within. Deuteronomy 32:25. Even in the arena of sports, all in hopes of, guess what? Changing public opinion. Remember what George Orwell said? He said, football, beer, and above all gambling, filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. Well, if you take that in parallel to Caesar, when he used to have the gladiatorial games, and what he would do before the two men would go out into the arena and fight to the death, what he would do is he would take a card of bread and throw them to the mob. He said, if I give people a piece of bread and a show, he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. Law is irrelevant, is what they're saying. I can control them by swaying them through entertainment, regardless if it's music, regardless if it's sports, whatever it may be. Again, listen to what George Orwell said. He said, football, beer, and above all gambling, filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. I mean, folks, just think about this from hindsight. You have hundreds of thousands, you have millions of people every Sunday filling the stadiums in the United States of America, in each state, in several cities, that are watching grown men with tights on, fighting over a pig ball, being entertained out of their freedoms. Again, listen to what George Orwell said. To keep them in control was not difficult. Track with me. So they're using these entertainers to control or to change public opinion. Remember what President Abraham Lincoln said? Whoever can change public opinion can change the government, practically so. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government, practically so. Folks, if we were to recite and make reference to law in this country, we could rid ourselves of a lot of leaving real quick as we purge ourselves through obedience to that law and that lawgiver. Because we see a whole lot of people trying to change public opinion through anti-American sentiments and propaganda and ideology and false religions. We see it happening all day long, and America has been led to believe that it's freedom of speech, when in fact it is not. Hey folks, if you want to call in at any time, challenge me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got Rod calling from Michigan. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. Just staying on top of my game along with the State Fair. What do you got, Rod? We got 1 minute, and it's all yours.
Well, I don't know if I can do it in a minute. I basically wanted to call in once again and just let me vent here. Thank you. Thank you, Bradley. You're the only one out there preaching on this stuff. The Libertarian Party, you're right, it's without lawlessness. Alex Jones, I'm going to just say the name. He calls himself a libertarian. He's pro-choice. He's pro-homosexual. He says it's choice of a person to do that. Bradley, thank you for what you do.
Hey, Rod, Hey, Rod, I didn't know it was coming this quick. You just hold up for 1 minute. I'm going to pull you on during the second segment. So just hold up for one moment. Actually, the third segment. Hold up with me. We'll be right back, folks. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Rod calling in from Michigan. I didn't mean to cut you off that quick, my friend. I thought you had a whole minute, and I thought you'd be able to unload in that time. Forgive me.
Well, I usually talk like an auctioneer, Bradley, so yeah, appreciate that. Hey, I want to thank you. You are the only one out there, seriously, and that's, I've been listening to shortwave and stuff. You're the only one out there doing what you do. And this is why you're always blessing your crowd, Bradley, and you and your wife and your children. Thank you for standing up. Thank you for exposing the things you do. You're not in it for the money. You're not in it to make your name popular. You do what's right, and I can't. My wife and I, as we listen today, we can't thank you enough. And,
well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, Rod. Let me tell you something, Ron. If I was doing what I was doing today to get popular, I'm doing everything wrong.
Sure.
If I was to do what I'm doing today for money, I'm doing everything wrong, because it's not an easy message to give, because for the most part, people in this country want to blame somebody else for the ills of their country in which they're responsible. So when you point the finger at the American people individually and corporately, telling them that they're the ones that are responsible for what's going on, that's not very popular with people. But it's interesting how many listeners we have on a daily basis this through GCN. And we appreciate your listenership. I know that there's a lot of people, and a word of encouragement, Rod, there's a lot of people that are like-minded, my friend, that want the absolute truth, regardless of compromise and all the diplomacy and all the, you know, everything that comes with it. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we just want to put our feet back on the rock. And the way to do that is first to take responsibility before God and take responsibility for the ills of society. And when we do that, it was like John Quincy Adams that rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That is my objective here, because I believe that we can get to the other side, my friend.
When you throw a rock in a pack of dogs and you hear one yelp, you know you've done your job, Bradley, and you've done just as good. I hear the dogs yelping all over. But I tell you, and Bradley doesn't know I'm doing this, but people, listen, I have never heard Bradley, and he has every right in the world to do it. Paul sold tents. I mean, he had to make a living. Bradley has a wife and kids to feed. Support this man. Take time. We're commanded to tithe. It's not a suggestion. Take time to write that man a check and help him continue. America is just about down the bottom of the toilet. But we have a little hope here because of people like Bradley. Bradley, I won't be long-winded. Give your address out for the people to help you, and I hope they do, and I'll pray about that today. God bless you. Tell your wife and your children we love you all.
I appreciate it, Rod. I'm humbled. I truly am. I'm humbled by what you just said, Rod, and I totally appreciate it every step of the way. Folks, if you would like to support, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can donate right there again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you again. I caught a little something of the content of what Rod was sharing with us right before the break, and we were talking about libertarians, and we were talking about Gary Johnson and a conservative libertarian, and folks, it's just like calling a Christian immoral. It just doesn't exist. It's an oxymoron every step of the way. But I want you to understand what we're doing here is referencing our founding documents, first the Bible and then the Constitution. Because that's who we are. Outside of that, that is not who we are, and that is foreign to who we are. And I'm tired of foreign content coming in here in the guise of those that call themselves we the people, one nation under God. I'm sick and tired of the compromise, as I shared. But I want you to understand that right must always be right, and truth must always be truth, and purity always must be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent picture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments, which you are established as through the Mosaic institution called common law in America. Okay? And it cannot be moved, and it cannot be shifted from their proper place. No matter how many people want to convince you that they're right, I want to tell you something. Anything that stands contrary to God's moral law and the enumerated laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, is null and void, and it is an offense towards God. Because you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles, like the conservative libertarians. Hey, folks, it must be where it always is. Just the other day, I'm sitting there down in the Minnesota State Fair. I turned the radio on. I don't listen to radio. I haven't watched TV in 20 years, praise God, because 2 Corinthians 6 comes to mind and James 4:4 comes to mind. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. But I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it. And again, it was conservative radio, folks. It was a lack of conservatism. It was a lack thereof. Is what it was. It was a lack thereof. The heathen radio is really what it comes down to. And I heard a bit of debate going on. And again, reference to law wasn't there. Reference to the Constitution wasn't there. No way! They couldn't yap on as long as they do if they made reference to the law, because that would show the result, but it shows the responsibility of the people once they know the law. And guess what? They don't want to take responsibility. They want someone else to fix the problem so they can go on and live their sinful, selfish, self-centered lives. Is really what it comes down to. But I'm listening to it, and it was a politician, and they were analyzing, I believe it was the likes of Donald Trump, and he kept talking, well, I can compromise with that, I can compromise with that, I can compromise with that. And right away I started thinking about our veterans. I thought about the Christ on the cross. Did he compromise? Did our veterans compromise? Absolutely not. Absolutely no. Absolutely not. Then I have a question for you, America. Why are you allowing those representatives to compromise? What are veterans that bled and fought and died Were they, again, were they compromising? Absolutely not. Then why are you allowing those to desecrate the memories and the honor of those that sacrificed themselves to give them the freedom to compromise, as they call it, in the first place? They don't have the right to compromise. They don't have the right to be diplomatic. And I'm talking about in a licentious way, friends. Hey, folks, I have a question for you. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because we know as well, folks, as anybody else with a little common sense and a good head on their shoulders, that that's no good for any society. See, because that produces bondage, not liberty. In America, you're in bondage right now. And it reminds me of the Pharisees of the day that were talking to Christ, and they say, we'd be in bondage to no man, when in fact they were completely subjected to the Romans at that particular time. That's how blind they were. That's how deaf they were. Hey, folks, you do away with the law, God's moral law, you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality. And by the way, so does Gary Johnson. Don't call them people that are coming over into the United States of America illegally. Don't call them illegal immigrants. Folks, how's that working out for your freedoms? How's that working out for your posterity? Because that's what's in front of you right now. Because you're allowing people like this to poison the waters every step of the way. You ask the average young person today, you ask the average college student, you ask the average adult today who we are, and have them tell you something of their history, and I'm telling you what, friends, they don't know a thing. They're just enjoying. They're just living it up, friends, off the backs of those that sacrificed to give them what they have today. And they think it's freedom to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. You are sadly mistaken, and I want to tell you something, too. You're damning yourself, and you're destroying your country by taking on that mentality. Why? Because right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Matter of fact, we've heard all the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right across the boards, just and true, by saying, well, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. This is very specious, but friends, it's utterly false. Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. So, what, when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? This is what you've taken on. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? This is what you've taken on, America. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? How does that roll? It doesn't work for you, but I'll tell you what, it sure works for a lawless people that represent you in government today that you should not tolerate. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? I mean, after all, he said, or he says, or she says, I was born this way. I mean, you want to talk about a man doing that which is right in his own eyes? Take a look around. I mean, they adjust the standard to what they see in the mirror every day, rather than the risen Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father ever, forevermore. Blessed it be his name. I mean, did you hear about the guy that only kills on Friday? He said he's doing his best. And according to the likes of Gary Johnson and libertarian conservatives today, friends, you better not call him a murderer, because that offends a lot of people. I mean, folks, this is completely sick. I mean, this is like someone sitting inside the same boat as it's sinking because there's holes blown under the boat all over the place. And here's these idiots saying, those are not holes in the boat, and we are not sinking. No, take another bucket of water and dump it inside of this boat. That's what these people are doing, and you're taking on the mentality. And by the way, this is dangerous doctrine, America. It's not doing you a service. It's doing you a disservice. And not only in the present, but I'm also talking about eternally. Because if you're taking it on now in the present, folks, you are taking it on eternally. And it's not a good place to end up, friends, where you're headed. Wide and broad. is the way that leads to hell. And I want to tell you something, friends. There's a whole lot of people in this country that think they're heaven bound, and they're going to end up in hell, and they're going to look up at God, and they're going to say, what happened? And they're going to say, you didn't take the time to listen to what was being said. You wanted to remain the way that you were. You wanted me to meet you on your terms rather than you meeting me on my terms through my son, Jesus Christ. Because you failed to hear that the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. America, you're doing it to yourself. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know what? Furthermore, I was going to say, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Furthermore, do you realize, America, that if you were ruled by law, do you know how many politicians would be in jail right now? And again, keep in mind that the strength of the Constitution lies within you and the laws. You are the law. You wouldn't have abortion in this country if you enforced the laws of the land. You wouldn't have homosexuality in this country. It's a felon in every state. Look at their state statute, friends. If you were to enforce the laws, they would be back in the closet rather than attacking your children. Hey, folks, you wouldn't have an administration if you were ruled by law and you enforced the law. You wouldn't have a foreign agent in the White House right now that's transgressed. He's given you the finger over 1,183 times the Constitution of the United States of America. You have given him permission to spit on the graves of all of our veterans throughout the United States of America, literally, to desecrate their honors. You wouldn't have, Hillary Clinton would have been thrown in prison a long time ago. Bill would have been thrown. The Bushes would have all been, folks, they'd all been thrown in prison a long time ago if you would enforce the laws. You wouldn't have an issue with foreigners coming into the United States of America. Instead of them assimilating here because they are afforded asylum, friends, which they are, but they, when they come to America, they come in lawfully and they assimilate to our way of life, not us to assimilate to their lawless way of life. You wouldn't have that problem today. I mean, every day you're inundated with news about corruption in your government. Every day of the week you're inundated. If the church, where it starts, would enforce God's moral law, they wouldn't have a bunch of hirelings at the pulpit, a bunch of whores at the pulpit today, advocating what God condemns. No! See, this has all come through compromise and diplomacy, through a bunch of immoral libertarians, both in the church and in the conservative movement, and I didn't say it, they did. And by you accepting it, you need to understand that it is dangerous doctrine. See, because the law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. It's not going to work standing before God on judgment day, because we know all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. It's not going to work when you're going to sit there in front of the Lord and say, you know, the devil made me do it. That ain't going to fly. Let's get back to this. Thank you for the call, Rod. I appreciate it. See, this is why callers are so important. Callers are important because I want to feed the people exactly what they need. Prophetically. That's what we call bunny trails. That's what prophetic ministries do. They feed everybody at the table, unbeknownst to them in many cases. Thank you for the call. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back over to the enemy on the football field. You wouldn't be dealing, case in point, friends, with a Colin Kaepernick right now, not standing up, showing respect to the fallen that gave him the freedom and the rights to stand on that football field. He hasn't been given the right to show disrespect. Just so you understand that. And I just shared with you what George Orwell said. Football, beer, and all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Exactly right. And again, I was talking about to change public opinion. President Abraham Lincoln said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government, practically so. Hey, you know what the problem that we have is, in so many different ways, is you bow to your favorites rather than the Christ. I mean, if you look at the church, there's so many different denominations. There's the Methodists. There's the Wesleyans. There's the faith movement. There's the Catholics. There's the Lutherans. There's the Presbyterians. Why do you have all of these denominations? I mean, when you read 1 Corinthians 1, it tells us that we're to be of the same mind and the same judgment. Why so many different denominations? Because man failed to follow Christ and they began to take up following men. That's where man gets in trouble every single time. And that's why you're in trouble today. You know, I've heard people in the church defend hirelings from the pulpit. They're not defending the Word of God. They're not contending for the faith. No, they're contending with those that are contending for the faith, because they would rather prop up their pastor, who has no business leading any church, or their favorite preacher, or going over to politics, they would rather prop up their favorite politician than the God that they say they love. And folks, I see it all day long. God first. That's how they identify themselves. God first, God first, God first, God first, and then it has their favorite politician. Or God first, and then it has their favorite preacher, if that's what you want to call them. See, this all happens because men leave off Christ. You've left off Christ when you begin to follow men, and then what you'll find is sooner or later you're going to be warring against the Christ. Micah 3 when you get a moment. See, that's why we're in trouble today. That's why we're talking about a Colin Kaepernick today. This is why we're talking about, in politics, a Hillary Clinton, a Donald Trump, whatever the case is, friends. This is why we're talking about a Joel Osteen and all these other hirelings who have no business in the pulpits today. Because you've left off the Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's the problem. President Abraham Lincoln said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. That's right. This is what the atheists are trying to do. This is what the revisionists are trying to do, friends. Therefore, it should come as no surprise when I tell you that Colin Kaepernick, the new NFL's useful idiot, who some claim recently converted to Islam before his anti-American stance in hopes of changing public opinion. See, the controversy started when Kaepernick, who rejected reality while giving himself over to the propaganda and the propagandists themselves, when he refused to stand for the national anthem during a preseason game, protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter. Yes, you heard what I just said. What? Protesting racism, which was created by Leon Trotsky, under Stalin, who said racism was a word that was used to browbeat dissenters. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they decry victim status. But again, going back to Colin, protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter. Hey, brother from another mother, I want you to understand something, Colin. Black power is as dangerous as white power. What are you talking about, you ignoramus? Oh, by the way, did you know that Colin Kaepernick, who's protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter? Hey, folks, sit down for this. Did you know Colin was adopted by white parents? Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And I don't know if you can fix stupid, but somebody better start getting the ratchet and start working on this guy real quick. He's protesting racism while supporting Black Lives Matter, yet Colin was adopted by white parents. And going on and telling NFL.com that I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Are you ready for this, friends? It gets better. Webster's 1828, oppressed, defined. Burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened or depressed. Oh, wait a second. So Colin said he's not going to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people. Let's talk about them oppressed black people. Hey, Colin, really? Are you kidding me here, dude? No, he's not, friends. That's what's sick about all this. He's not even thinking about what he's saying. Colin's life proves the opposite while signing a $114 million contract with the NFL. Is that the oppression he's talking about? Apparently, Colin has failed to remember that those he calls oppressed do live in America where they become what they work to become. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, neither shall they eat. Furthermore, he should know, Colin Kaepernick should know, that no one gets to the top of the mountain because they were dropped there. It's because they worked hard to get there, just like he did. As a matter of fact, let's take a quick look at others that are as pressed as Colin Kaepernick. Did you know that the NFL, the National Football League's racial makeup, is 68% black? Did you just say what I thought you said, Bradley? Yep, 68% of the football players on the field are black. 0.7 are Latinos, 1.1 Asian, and 28% white. Who are the ones that are oppressed? Because if we were to look at it the way that they're looking at it, it would look like the white people are. But I don't see white people coming up with organizations to browbeat, to be used as a political battering ram to upend who we are in this country, friends, like that of the Black Lives Matters and the useful idiots like Colin Kaepernick. Folks, we're going to pick this up right on the other side. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.